Straight ahead on this edition of the Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update, varsity hockey crowns a new goal-scoring king. All that and more. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weisselberg. It's been nearly two decades since the goal-scoring record in the varsity hockey league last fell. In that time, a small handful of people have reached the 30-goal plateau in sight of the mark. Two players came close last year. One of them finally succeeded, and for the first time in Yeshiva League history, the 40-goal plateau is in sight. The Flatbush Falcons kept their hopes at a first-round bye alive with a win over Solomon Schechter Thursday night, but the story of the evening was Joe Catton etching his name into the Yeshiva League record books. As a junior, Joe Catton came within a few goals of breaking the scoring record. This year, Catton not only eclipsed the mark, breaking the record and finishing the game with his current total at 39 goals, but Catton has only done so in 11 contests, having missed one, and still has two games to pad the number on the other side of the break against Rambam and YDE. We'll be sure to keep everyone updated as to the final number and the new Yeshiva League mark. In other action, SAR took two wins on the week, following up on their comeback win over TABC. SAR sits at 9-2-1 after wins over Kushner and Magen David, tied with Frisch, who defeated Or Yisroel Sunday. And Ramaz and MTA worked to a 2-2 tie. The result locks Ramaz into the sixth seed for the first round of the playoffs, where they will either play SAR or Frisch, and also confirms that Kushner and MTA will square off in the 4-5 contest, with the host to be determined on the other side of the break. AV hockey saw no games on the week, and will see its final three contests in February. Moving over to varsity basketball, where the dogfight continues at the top of the West. TABC and MTA are still attached at the hip following wins by both teams on Saturday night. TABC took a trip to Brooklyn where they upended Magen David 62-48. The Warriors have now lost three of their last five contests to drop to 7-5 and all but fall out of the race for a first-round bye. TABC improves to 11-1, where they sit tied with MTA, who gritted out a tough contest with Ramaz, winning 55-53. The two teams are still the frontrunners for the bye slot, but SAR is still within distance, taking two wins on the week to improve to 9-1. On the other end of things, Ramaz started off the week hot, taking wins over Or Yisroel and Kushner, but the loss to MTA on Saturday night and an 11-point defeat to 9-3 Hillel have now put the Rams in a strange position at 5-6. For Hillel, Eli Braha dropped 30 in the win as the Heat lock up a first-round home game. Only two contests on the week ahead. Or Yisroel will take on Frisch on Tuesday, where the Cougars are tied with Ramaz, who will be in action against SAR on Thursday. Both Frisch and Ramaz now look to keep themselves clear of 5-7 Heschel, who is their main competition for one of the last two playoff spots. Finally, in JV basketball, only a handful of games on the week, only one in the East, as Magen David wallops North Shore to move into a three-way tie for second place at 7-2 with DRS and Hank. Of the three, the Warriors control the terms as they hold the tiebreak and a contest with winless Rambam on the horizon after the break. Out west, three more teams are 7-2, as Ramaz, TABC, and Frisch currently sit tied for first at the mark. The Rams entered the mix after taking big wins over RTMA and SAR. Two of the three will earn first round bye once play resumes for them on the other side of the break. With only two games on the slate across all four leagues next week, we at the JM in the AM Sports Update will take a break of our own to gear up for the mad rush that will begin in 2 weeks' time. Enjoy your break. I know we will. And that was your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weisselberg.